Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast for March 6th, 2024. It's time to take ownership and stop blaming. Your life is your responsibility. Yes, there are going to be a number of things that are outside of your control, but when you put those things on one side and you put all the things that are within your control on the other side, or if you put them together and make one big list, it does not matter, but you put this arch over top of it, or you just put this label over top that it's all your responsibility. Because here's the thing. When you take ownership for your life, everything that has gotten you to this point has been your responsibility. Your decisions, your choices, and the things that were not your responsibility. The circumstance. Maybe you've had some gnarly choices made against you and you harbor resentment, anger, frustration, whatever. And anything that you've been through, we're not minimizing any of that. But here's the thing. You do get one life. And if you're listening to this podcast, I have a feeling that you are working to better yourself. You're trying to really improve that relationship that you have with yourself, that dialogue that's going on in your head. And for that, I think you're on board with, you know what? What's happened in the past has happened in the past. I am where I am right now today. And I look at where I am today and how that's going to help me get to where I am tomorrow. And I'm ready to move forward. And it's interesting how this will play out in other areas of your life. Because we're talking about you taking ownership. Well, if you're somebody that's been blaming others, whether it's like a faceless, like maybe you're blaming society, or maybe you're blaming people in power or people of power or people that are whatever. Politicians, leaders, whatever. The state of the world today versus what it was 5, 10, 20, or even a year ago, right? If you go from blaming other things, but essentially just taking responsibility away from yourself. I mean, you know, if you go away from this whole thing of pushing responsibility of your life on someone else and you take ownership and you've got a group of people, like maybe you got a group of friends where they don't really take ownership either. You guys kind of just like talk about this stuff. Well, if you start taking ownership, even if you don't say anything to them, it's going to change the dynamic. They're going to have one of two choices. They're either going to come along for the ride with you, or that's going to be the end of things, or redefine things, I should say. Not necessarily be the end of things, but it will impact your relationships. And it's not just with your friends. It's romantic relationships, it's family relationships, could be professional relationships. You know, it's a big thing to take ownership. But I think, you know, one of the big things here, or a massive thing here, and I'm just a big thing, a massive thing is being able to be the architect of your own life. And in order to do that, you have to take ownership. And the reason we talk so much about being the architect of your own life is I want you living a life when you look back at it, you don't have regrets. You're not wishing for certain things that didn't happen or wish, oh, I could have done this, I could have done that, but I just didn't. And here's the thing. If you're taking ownership and responsibility and then you're taking action, which I honestly think once you take ownership, if you're truly taking ownership, action's going to come. And if you're doing that, you're going to live a life that will not have any, you won't have regrets, or the regrets that you have are going to be minimal. Because honestly, like I think we all look back at things and we're like, oh, I should have made a different choice there. Now there's a scale there as far as like, you know, the type of choice that it was. Could have been everything that you decided to go for lunch that day to, you know, who you're going to spend the rest of your life with, right? But we all have choices that we look at. We're like, yeah, if I knew the information, if I knew then what I know now, I would have done something differently. But that's just how life is. You don't know things a lot of times until you actually go through them. And let's be honest, even if you knew the information at the time, there's a good chance you would have made the same decision that you made, right? You know that. That's between you and you, though, right? But I think this is the way to go through life. You only have one. I think you've got to take ownership for it. You got to stop blaming. Because here's the thing, when you're talking to somebody that plays the victim mentality, even if you empathize with them in their situation or sympathize, whatever, whichever, you know, of course you are with them, it only has a certain shelf life, doesn't it? Until you're starting to be like, oh man, you know what? Like, yeah, that was pretty bad, but I understand, but geez, at some point, right? At some point, you're going to have to take ownership of things. You may not say that to them, but you're probably going to think that. Now, the interesting thing, again, is that then your friends group or your group of allies or whatever you call them, you know, do you have that kind of relationship? Is there that kind of closeness where you can call each other out? I would say if you're in a dynamic where the people closest to you like to blame others, it's interesting. They will blame everybody else, but you can't blame them. It's interesting, right? Like you can blame everybody that's not within earshot. Because honestly, if you got this group of people where all the blame's going on, they're talking about each other when they're not there. Like whoever's there within the group, they're talking about the people that aren't in the group. And you don't need that. And I think, you know, I think if you're ready to take ownership for your life, that's accepting where you are right now. Everything in the past is in the past. You can't go back and change it. But if you take ownership for everything as a whole, it's very empowering. And then you can start taking actions today and being the architect and building the life that you want tomorrow. So that's all I have for you today. Let's see the question for today. What would it take for you to stop blaming in your life? What areas, where are you blaming others or outside circumstances? Where are you placing blame now? And what would it take for you to take responsibility? Yeah, I'll flush that out as an actual question. So if you're listening and you're on Spotify, you'll see that I've actually flushed it out into a wonderful, coherent question. Fabulous. Otherwise, you can always email me, and that is daryl@darylperry.com. That's daryl@darylperry.com. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.